This is Erin Eldridge, and you're listening to Radio Unleashed on Bedford 105.1. Over the past few years, many Bedford girls' sports have risen to the top of New Hampshire's Division I chart. Among the most consistent title holders lie girls' soccer and girls' track. However, as far as tough competitors go, girls' basketball has been dominating for years. Although they have fallen just short of champion status the past 2 years, the team typically maintains a position as either the first or second seed in their division. We spoke to senior Rachel Widrig, who has been a part of the BHS basketball program since she started high school. As a part of the current number one team in Division I, she looks forward to have a shot at the championship.
In my high school career, we have gone 2 out of the 3 years, and I think we'll be able to make it again this year.
After losing narrowly to Bishop Girton last winter, the Bulldogs still view the Cardinals as their biggest competition. In their first game against BG, Bedford was able to take the win on the road. However, they fell short in their second matchup at home. Anticipating a repeat of last year's scenario, Woodrigg commented,
Right now, I think if we work hard at practice and continue to work together as a team during games and put together full games, we'll be able to win against BG.
The team has had to overcome many obstacles this year, according to Woodrigg. Battling against player injuries has managed to disrupt their rhythm, but Woodrigg provided a positive outlook.
We do have a lot of talent on the team. Injuries are sometimes hard to deal with because you're kind of losing a part of your team, but at the same time, it kind of brings the people who don't normally get the chance to kind of gain more experience.
The team has high hopes to be competing at Southern New Hampshire University for the championship game on March 11th. Whether they make it there this year or not, young players on the team show strong potential to continue the legacy.
I think that Bedford is going to continue to be a really strong power in the New Hampshire League.
For Radio Unleashed, I'm Erin Eldridge on Bedford 105.1. Tune in for more next week.